Daddy's Dogs is doing something pretty cool. If you visit every single location today, you can get a stamp if you buy something. And you could be in the running to win hot dogs for life from them.
Okay.
They have seven locations?
They have seven.
So we're supposed to drive around today and get stamped at each one of the locations?
You need to be that one person that has the energy to do it. And you'll win.
I'm sorry. There's too much sodium. I can't move. This is the theme. If you're on TikTok a lot, you see trends and you go, really?
Yeah.
Really? So, Gina, you found some real trends and you made some up.
Yes.
So we're going to have to guess.
Yes.
What ones are real, which ones aren't.
Can we tell which ones are the ridiculous fake ones from the ridiculous real ones?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so here's one. DIY teeth filing. So use like a nail file to shave down your uneven teeth.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's tough.
That hurts.
Because I think I've heard about people who do that. They have like a vampire psychosis kind of thing. I'm going to say it's real.
Okay.
Yeah, sadly, I think that is probably real.
It's real.
Oh!
Yeah.
I did see a TikToker who did it because her veneer chipped. And so she was like, my dentist told me to do it, but these people are doing it for vanity reasons.
And with their real teeth.
With their real teeth. Yeah. Okay, NyQuil chicken. They cook chicken in NyQuil.
I actually just mentioned that. So I know that's real.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hit us with another one.
Toothpaste eye bags trick. So you put the toothpaste underneath your eyes to shrink puffiness fast.
Okay, not on the eye, but underneath.
Underneath your bags, under your eyes.
Boy, that sounds real. I'm going to go real again.
I don't think that one's real.
It's fake.
Oh!
People use Preparation H under their eyes.
That's what I was thinking.
And please, if you have those two tubes next to each other in the bathroom, don't get them mixed up. My gums are receding.
Or the nail polish or the nail glue.
Yeah, exactly. A gorilla glue in your hair.
Okay, a garlic nose hack. So people press cloves of garlic inside each nostril for 10 minutes because it clears sinuses and it even brightens your skin.
Wow.
It makes people stay 100 yards away from you at all times.
It does.
Garlic is one of those things that people say cures everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's real again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say real too.
Oh, it's fake.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Got us.
Okay, and then we'll do like the last one. So people are putting real snail mucin slugs on their face for DIY skincare.
Slugs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like so your face is covered in snail trails?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I cannot imagine putting that on my face. Or just like sticking the snail on your face and having it walk on.
If anybody does that, please send us the video.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
So the Emmy Awards were announced yesterday, at least the nominations. And the TV show Severance racked up the most nominations with 27, followed by HBO Max's The Penguin and The Studio from Apple Plus, and there were 23 nominations for The White Lotus, where almost every single person on the show was nominated, including the person who served craft services.
The creepy Annabelle doll movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's allegedly based on a true story, but the real Annabelle is not a creepy porcelain doll. It's actually a Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh.
And there's a guy that was going around the country having the doll on display, the supposedly real Annabelle, and he mysteriously died.
Whoa.
So, did Annabelle really kill someone?
Here's a shocker piece of information.
Mm.
We all die.
Yes. Eventually, yeah.
There was just one dude.
Sad
Jesus,
truth.
Jesus. Didn't die. Actually, he died.
He died and came back. Yeah.
So everyone dies.
Yeah. That one exception.
Well, if you've ever been to the Creve Hall Bagel Coal, you know that Bagel Co., dear God, you know that they sell out like almost immediately. You have to get there when they open to get anything.
Right.
But they're expanding to another location in Inglewood. So maybe you'll be able to finally try one.
Nice.
Done it before.
Okay. It'll be more than just a rumor.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So that'll be opening. It's already open, so you can stop by and grab a bagel or whatever else they're going to sell there.
Tell people it's closed so I can go there and get one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes there's only one thing in a man's mind, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Lawnmowers. Gina, your husband has lawnmower on the brain.
Yeah. So when we got married, he assumed the job of mowing the lawn. Now, let me preface this with saying, I owned the house before he moved in. Like, it's
gotcha.
Been my house.
Okay.
So I was always the one that mowed the lawn, and I've never had an issue. He hates mowing the lawn. And my response back is, well, if you would mow the lawn more often, this wouldn't be an issue. Because he complains that the batteries die too fast.
Oh, okay, so you have electric lawn.
Battery, yeah.
Okay.
So they die too fast, it gets clogged, and I'm like, yeah, because you wait 3 weeks to mow the lawn. When I was doing it every week, there was never an issue. Battery never
died. Well, to his credit, it's been raining like almost every afternoon.
100%.
So
But the last time he touched the lawn, I think, was last month. And I'm not saying weeks ago last month. I think it was like 30 days last month.
You need like one of those things like the Grim Reaper uses.
Oh, a sickle.
I couldn't see my dog when he went out to go pee. Like, we're talking, and at this point too, like when it gets this long, I'm like, I can't do it because I'm scared of the snake will be out there. Like, I refuse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what they love, tall grass.
Yep. Yeah. I will do the front yard because it's louder, but backyard, I am not touching. You have to do it. He spent a couple hours doing the lawn yesterday. And then we went down to go pick up the high chair down in College Grove. And if you've ever been down to College Grove, it's very nice. They have a lot of really rich communities down there.
Mm-hmm.
All the lawns are prestige. And I even made a comment like, man, if we lived in a development like this, like, we'd get ticketed every week because our lawn would get too out of hand.
Oh,
HOA would be on us.
You brought up the sore
right?
spot
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Because he kept talking about it, and he's like, well, look, if we had this big lawn, I could get a lawnmower. Or if we had this house, look, it's only 2 feet of grass. I wouldn't mind mowing the lawn then. We finally get home, and we're sitting down, and all of a sudden he goes, look, there's a riding lawnmower for $300 on Marketplace. And I was like, oh, okay. And at this point, I'm just like, just do it. Just do it. I'm so tired of hearing about this. If it's going to make you mow the lawn and make us not look like we're some hillbillies, you know, like, fine.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in the blue, walk around the neighborhood.
This is pretty cool. It's local. There's a program called Friends Life Community that gives opportunities to adults with developmental disabilities.
Mm.
And part of their program will bring published songwriters in to write with the friends, is what they call them.
Nice.
And then the songwriters will record the collaborations, and then the friends will get to hear their songs or like their stories a lot of the time
That's what they'll write about.
And so one particular friend, Stormy, wanted to share some of her story through the songwriting collaboration.
Didn't have many friends, closed out. I struggled a whole lot until I came to Friends Life.
So cool. So she got to hear a little bit of her song recorded, and she had to wipe away tears, but she said they were happy tears.
Oh, that's
so
very cool.
It's really cool.
I love that they reach out and do that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
That is great. Mm-hmm. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Oh, look, it's time to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by our close, warm, personal friends at Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor remodeling, your dream home starts with a trip to structuregroup.us. All right, we have Robin and Shane in Lebanon ready to play our game. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
All right.
Welcome. Let's get to know you. Starting with you, Robin, tell us a job you had that you hated.
Well, I worked at a title company, and I hated that job. They helped people close on their homes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, just a lot of paperwork.
I feel like it'd be boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Robin? Or
Shane.
Shane, rather. A job you hated.
Oh, hands down, washing dishes.
Yeah, like a restaurant?
Yeah, restaurant washing dishes.
It was rough.
I quickly grew out of it.
All right, you each have a screw you can use. Let's begin.
All right, multiple choices, how we start. Robin, was this year's baseball All-Star game played in Atlanta, Chicago, or San Francisco?
Chicago.
No, not Chicago.
No, it was in Atlanta.
Okay, Shane. In The Notebook, did Ryan Gosling play a guy named Ryan, Michael, or Noah?
Noah.
Noah. Yeah,
good job, Robin. You must have notebooked him, huh?
Notebooked him?
Yeah.
All right, Robin, see if you can bounce back with this one. In Happy Gilmore, how did his mentor, Chubbs Peterson, lose his hand?
Oh, I'll use my screw.
Okay, using the screw. Shane, she hopes you don't know this. How did Chubbs lose his hand in Happy Gilmore?
Playing golf.
He got it bit off by an alligator.
Oh, that's like the alligator scene. Oh, no.
So good use of the screw there, Robin. You got a point.
Tied it up.
Okay, Shane. Equate is a line of health and beauty products at what store?
Walmart.
Walmart.
Yes.
Wow, good job. Okay,
you
take the lead back. Robin, you can get this one right if you want to stay in the game. Maker's Mark and Buffalo Trace are brands of what kind of liquor?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Yeah.
Woo!
We have to give it to you because they put whiskey and bourbon. There's like rules for all that stuff, but who cares? Because they seem to put both names on every bottle.
Yeah, Jim made a face. He's an aficionado.
I don't know crap. But
it's just brown liquid. It doesn't matter.
One of those two.
Okay, that way you tied it up. But Shane, you can still win it with the correct answer here.
Okay, Shane. Why would you add cornstarch to soup or chili?
Because it's going to thicken it up.
It is thicken it up.
Yep. And Shane, you win the game.
Woo-hoo!
Nice job. We've got a couple of tickets for you to go enjoy Holiday World. Thanks for playing on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who's your little friend?
I brought Jim.
We have two pretty boys named Jim in the studio.
Two very good boys.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy, Jim.
Jim is a handsome guy. How old is Jim?
Jim is around 2 years old, and he's very handsome. He has the prettiest eyes. They're green, they're blue, they're brown, I don't know. He's stunning. He's also the chillest dog I have ever met.
No, he's just so relaxed.
He's just a vibe. Like, he's just happy to be here, and he's so calm. We've gone on quite a few adventures this week, and he just wants to be, like, right next to you. He's been trying to ride, like, shotgun in the car. Uh-huh. Like, he's such a good dog.
You need a Velcro dog.
Yep. If you've just been freaked out by the world and everything, you probably need Jim. He's like a Zen master at the top of a mountain.
And he has had positive interactions with kids and other dogs. And he just really, I feel like he could just fit in anywhere. Well, I guess maybe if you're super active, maybe not. But if you're looking for a couch potato, Jim's your guy.
Right. You want the no drama dog?
Yeah.
My Jim's type.
If you're looking for a dog to watch Netflix with, there you go.
Yes, Jim is your guy.
So if you want to see Jim, you can check him out on the Woody and Jim Show TikTok and also Woody and Jim Show and Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page.
Very cool. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday. We do it every Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. One of the hottest groups on Spotify, one of the most streamed new artists, is not an artist at all, but AI. It's a group called Velvet Sundown. They have an album called Floating on Echoes. And it's all computer generated. There are no actual humans involved.
Nobody human wrote it. Nobody human played on it.
Yeah.
Sang on it. Or anything.
All right. Their big hit single is called Dust on the Wind. Which is kind of funny. The guys in Kansas must love that.
Yeah, right? They live here.
Dust on the Wind.
Dust on the Wind. Boots on the ground, smoke in the sky, no peace found. Rivers run red, the drums roll slow. Tell me, brother, where do we go?
Yeah, that wasn't
righteous.
Trained on Chris Stapleton and Bob Seger, was
it?
It sounds like a Zach Bryan band. Like, super elusive and just like sort of descriptive, but then not. Like, what's the point of the song?
Kind of a greeting card. Like, they say the words, but the words don't really mean anything.
Yeah.
Call me stupid. But I don't like listening to songs where I have to figure out what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Like I hate hidden meanings.
Yes, just tell me what you're talking about. What's the point of a song? Your wife left you? Got it.
It doesn't know because it's literally just an algorithm. But Dust on the Wind topped the Spotify charts in Sweden, the UK, and Norway. And they already have a million monthly listeners on Spotify. There are people that have poured their heart and soul into their career of writing music.
Especially here in this town.
And have done it for 15, 30 years and haven't come even close
and they would just love to have the table scraps of whatever Velvet Sundown leaves behind.
I wonder if they know in Europe that that's AI or if they truly believe that it's a band.
Did it like get a bunch of attention because people are going to check out what the AI sounds like?
Right.
And they're not actually fans like going, maybe. Oh, I love this band.
It could be, yeah.
Or is it just a million streams of what the hell are they doing with AI now?
Yeah.
And, you know, Spotify puts it up as like, hey, new artist, check this out.
Right.
You know, they don't say anything about it being AI.
No.
Yeah, it's like four or five guys with kind of like a retro folk look.
Yeah.
Sitting around a table, but the photo is AI.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They created what the band members look like. So, like, absolutely zero involved with this.
Shut up. Okay, but
I'm
that does
Gina,
look fake.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't look any more fake than any other album cover. It just looks like it's got, like, a lot of, like, filters on it and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
These guys look like they could be hanging out on the back porch in East Nashville.
100%. True. Oh, yeah. They look like they don't use deodorant.
Yeah, they'd be wearing toboggans and drinking IPAs.
Right.
From our Eurostone studios, it's the Woody and Jim Show on Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Now, TikTok is a wondrous place. They make you go, really? People are doing that?
So, especially when there's a challenge of like, hey, you should do this.
Yeah.
Or, do this.
Yeah.
Because usually it involves personal injury or some kind of, you know, ridiculous unintended side effect.
Now, Gina, you found some real ones, and you threw in a few fake ones.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out which one is the real trend and which ones are fake.
Yes.
Okay.
So here's lemon juice and baking soda skincare. So you mix them to make some brightening face masks.
All right. I have heard that lemon juice brightens skin, so I'm going to say it's real.
Yeah.
It's very acidic, though.
Yeah. I would think it's real, too.
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
Man, I can't pull any on you guys. Okay, here's one. Nasal tanning spray. So people are putting nasal sprays with melatonin. No.
No. All right, I'm just going to say it's real because you can't make up. You didn't make up something you can't pronounce. Is it real?
You'd be surprised.
Okay.
But it is real.
And they're doing it in tanning beds?
No.
Okay, what actually...
People use unregulated nasal sprays with to get darker skin. These are not FDA approved and can mess with hormones or lead to complications like high blood pressure or nausea.
So they're spraying nasal spray onto their skin.
No, like in their nose.
But it's... Okay.
All right, I'm really confused.
But it's nasal spray they got from the dark web.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. It's got a secret ingredient that is illegal.
Yeah.
Well, if you're doing that, obviously you know all about it. Okay. All
right. And they're going, listen to these idiots. They don't know anything about this.
Okay, here's a cinnamon lip flip. So you apply cinnamon oil and cling wrap it to your upper lip for 20 minutes.
Oh, I can see people doing that.
Yeah, remember when people were like doing this, like the suffocating lip thing to
lips
bigger?
Where they like, you know, suck on a glass until, you know, they try to look like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, so they just put like cinnamon on top.
Huh.
I believe it. I think it's real.
Sure, let's say it's real.
It's fake.
Oh,
you got us.
Uh-huh,
finally. Battery water face mist. So you put AA batteries in water overnight, and then you spray that water onto your face to revitalize your aura and skin cells.
All right, for the first time, I'm going to say that's fake.
I'll say it's real.
It's fake.
Oh, you got me.
I mean, I feel like when I read it first, I was like, pretty sure you could die from that.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop people.
I can see people say, it's got electric lights. Because it's batteries.
All right, here's one.
Okay.
tapeworm diet. So people swallow tapeworms to lose weight.
Where does one buy tapeworms?
The deep throat web.
Right?
The same place you get the melatonin spray.
I'm going to say no.
I know that that used to be a story that people did that, but not on purpose.
It's true.
I'm going to say, is it true?
It's true.
It's okay. Oh, my God. Where are they getting?
Tapeworms are us.
Here's one more.
Okay, okay, one more.
You put a pair of socks in the freezer and wear them before bed because it resets your nervous system.
I believe that.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
I think
true.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. It's fake.
Oh, good one. You got it. Good job.
Yeah.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
See, I've got a couple of I'm meeting somebody for coffee. Mm-hmm. Haven't talked to in a long time, so that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. I think I'm going to try to catch one or two of the shows that got Emmy nominated, but
right,
I've never
right,
seen.
Right, right.
So I think I'm going to watch Paradise.
Yeah, watch it. It's good.
Okay,
okay, cool.
We'll do.
Yeah. I may check that out later, too. I actually was looking at my schedule, and I have no thing I have to do today.
Ooh, that's nice.
So that's always nice. First a nap, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah. I would love to take a nap, but I have quite a few meetings for this job, actually, and then for my other job. And I need to go to the grocery store, but I do not want to go at all. So
start we'll scraping see. Things out of the back of your pantry you haven't seen in 5 years.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's tough. So we'll
do that. Do that Instacart thing.
I've never done
that because I always like to go in and actually pick the stuff
out. Well, that's
out.
The thing is, like, the things I order, I've done it once or twice, and it's never, they never give me the good stuff. Or
you
I've
look
done,
at
like,
it and go,
pickup.
I wouldn't have picked this banana.
Right. I'm like, you gave me the mini one, like the baby one versus the big apple. I don't, they're bruised.
Give me real food.
Yeah.